And Dit Radio.
I got the call for the audition. It was the chance of a lifetime. Said, if all requirements of this role come to fruition, you'll never work another day in your life. So I let my hair grow wrong, don't shave my face. I got some brand new boots and gained a bit of weight. But when I finally got the script in for the role which I was hoping, it said I'd play the victim, shot dead in the cold open.
Time's up, don't be scared. The future's got a room without a view in your own head. Head down, no comment. It's just a matter of opinion. Don't let no one ever know about the burden that you smuggle in. You dry your eyes at the gates, I hide the struggle in the stories that you juggle.
Success with casting from the same subset of men whose fleeting failures are all they ever knew. With a straight face beyond repair, digging a grave of nil despair between the crosshairs of a crop that never grew. We pay no respect to common intellect and watch the insects suck the marrow from the bone. For when we go back to our proper jobs and realize the laughter stops, I need to know my chance was fully blown.
Hello. Yard Act. That's Wendell After Stops featuring Katie J. Pearson from their excellent album called Where's My Utopia? I am me. Hi. You are you. Hi. This is Edit Radio.
Years ago, I lost my guard. Ever since, it's been hard. Standing up like a man, like a father. Understand that all I do is not enough for myself. I am tough. Myself, I need to freeze, I need direction. Oh, please show me all the rules, girl. I just wanna get them wrong. Show me all the rules, girl. I just want to belong. But first I'm gonna sing my song. I try to do what is right. I try to win without a fight. From time to time, I turn around to their gun. Try to seek more than this, a nice smile, a wet kiss. Don't wanna miss what I'm looking for, but it's behind your door. Show me all the rules, girl. I just wanna get them wrong. Show me all the rules, girl. I just want to belong.
Thank you.
wanna get them wrong. Show me all the rules, girl, I just want to belong. Show me all the rules, girl, I just wanna get them wrong. Show me all the rules, girl, I just want to belong. Show me all the rules, girl, I just wanna get them wrong. Just want to belong. We were shooting at a mountain of dirt. Well, nothing was broken, nothing was hurt. But I probably really should have been at work. But if my free time's gone, would you promise me this, that you will pay?
Welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 721. starting off the podcast at breakneck speed this week, so let's start it right from the top. The first song you heard today was Yard Act featuring Katie J. Pearson. The song is called When the Laughter Stops from their album called Where's My Utopia, the brilliant album. I would say check it out if you like that, but chances are if you listen to any radio podcast a lot, you've probably already checked out that album. After that, a couple of oldies but goodies, Ben Queller from his album called On My Way. The song was called The Rules. And after that, you just heard Modest Mouse from the album Good News for People Who Love Bad News, which just so happens to be one of my favourite albums by anyone ever across all of time. The song was called Bury Me With It. And the thing that those two albums have in common, they're both released 20 years ago this week on the same day, 6th of April, 2004. So happy 20th birthday. Never sure whether to call it like a 20th birthday or a 20th anniversary, but I figure... you're more likely to have cake if it's a birthday. And you know, if ever you kind of have a clash between two things, always follow the cake option, right? Three loud songs to start off the podcast this week, and we've also got some loud stuff on the way. We've got great new songs from great new albums from the likes of Waxahachie, Blitz and Trapper, Pedro the Lion. The list goes on and on and on, but not too long, you know, because it's still going to be, you know, 40 to 45 ish minutes. I've got to go make the dinner after this. This is Cloud Nothings. Boy, I know they say they always leave them wanting more, but I would have loved another chorus on the end of that. I was enjoying that a lot. Cloud Nothings, a song is called Running Through the Campus. That's taken from their new album coming out in a couple of weeks, called Final Summer. I've never seen Cloud Nothings live, despite being a big fan of the band for quite a while. So maybe there's something on my list for this year or next year. Next time they're around, go and see the Cloud Nothings. That was Cloud Nothings, Running Through the Campus. Meanwhile, I'm just happy that all of the, like, the studio equipment today, everything works, everything's turned on and everything is functional, because just as I was setting up, I found this piece of wire on the floor, which looks like, suspiciously like, it's been sheared through by a set of teeth. Now, I know it's not me. I'm pretty sure it's not my wife either, which can only mean that my cat has probably, I've not given enough attention, or I've not fed her in time, and as revenge, she's kind of found a wire to chew through, which is all. So I'm glad that everything here works, but it does mean that there's something in this room which probably isn't working anymore. And I'm not going to know until the next time I need it. But oh well, that sounds like a problem for future Ben. Meanwhile, I hope you're doing well. If you celebrated the festival of Easter with the giving of lots of chocolate, I hope all of the chocolate was of excellent quality. Since I mentioned food in the last link and I have to cook dinner later, I have become obscenely hungry. I'm sat next to a small pile of chocolate and it is it's tempting. I'm tempted. Meanwhile, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Ben, this podcast is all very well and good with your excellent collection of songs, but have you got anything with adult themes? Fuck yeah, I do. This is Mannequin Pussy. I love that so much. I tell you what, sometimes if I had like a really busy time and the podcast is coming up and I don't know what I'm going to play and I have, you know, I spend some nights searching through like websites for like music websites and listening to like random Spotify playlists trying to find some inspiration, I'll be cussing and I'll be swearing and then now I'll come across a song like that, which just puts a smile on my face. I think it's tremendous. Mannequin Pussy. Their new album is called I Got Heaven. That's the title track from it. It's out on Epitaph. I think just reading out my favourite lyric from that song would condemn me to hell. Listening to that song, it popped into my head at random. That the other day, I did actually have a dream where it turned out that God was real and heaven and hell was like a genuine thing. Right, and I remember thinking in the dream, that didn't give me a reaction of, oh, I'm going to live like the remainder of my life as an absolute saint, and hopefully I'll be able to get into heaven. In my dream, I just thought, I'm so boned. To come on the podcast this week, which is, incidentally, my 169th Edit Radio podcast in which I play you mostly the Devil's music. To come, great new songs from the likes of Pedro the Lion, Everything Everything as well, and an absolute punk classic. But just to come back to the Mannequin Pussy album, like whenever I record these podcasts, I always make a note like to include something from like a newly released album I've been listening to, and you know, that's just kind of how I make sure. One of the rules that I set myself on this podcast to make sure that I'm playing like stuff which is up to date, because you know, I love a good old song. There's been so much excellent music that's been coming out. Just that Mannequin Pussy album, that could have been my album of the month. Later on, I'll play you Everything Everything, and their new album also could have been an album of the month. But I think this month, this next album is probably the winner. Taken from the new album from Waxahachie called Tiger's Blood, this is Bored.
Take it easy, honey. Catch me towing the line. Lost in a role I play. Stuck in a video game. Armed with a safety pin. Overly confident. My skin is airy thin, but my game is rigged to win. I keep my head up, I fill up your empty cup, all in the name of love. While you get the hang of a shade that suits me, it's not natural beauty, the line of duty collapses in. For the falling tide, make an exit on this sleigh. Armed with a memory, surely will stay with me. Fragments of misery, feeding off my body. I keep my eyes shut, sage advice to rebut. A blind squirrel finds a nut, mapping out the shortcuts. 20 questions, dexterous protesting. And what a blessing, say you've been manifesting.
First of all, you heard Waxahachie, the song Bored, taken from the album called Tiger's Blood. Then you just heard another song that mentions Satan. What is it with my subconscious lately? Blitz and Trapper, the song is called Hello, Hallelujah, from the album Hundreds of Thousands, Millions of Billions. Maybe I'm just tired. I've been working a lot lately. The end of the financial year coincided with the Easter weekend. I didn't get very much time off over the last few weeks. And then last weekend, I did that thing where you try it. Because I haven't had a weekend off, I then tried to cram loads of stuff into last weekend and then didn't make up for all the sleep I missed out on. It's good stuff, though. I did things like, because Easter got cancelled, I had fake Easter last Saturday instead, where I went to see my mum and my dad and my mum's boyfriend, Phil. And then Saturday night, we did the time-honoured, totally mature tradition of going around my brother's house, my wife and I, for night one of WrestleMania, which started at 1 a.m. That does mean that, like, Saturday morning, I got up at 6:45 and went to bed at 8:30 Sunday morning. And since then, like, time seems to have lost all meaning and things have gone a little bit sideways. So on one hand, I feel like I should say sorry if this podcast is disjointed and doesn't make any sense. But on the other hand, I know full well that these podcasts are normally the most fun. I'm going to go for a little bit of a lie down. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Pedro the Lion.
Modesto, is it boring like you thought it would be? Modesto, it's not baloney like you thought it would be. Modesto, isn't lonely like you thought it would be. At first I worked a vacuum cleaner salesman job for men I later recognized in Glengarry Glen Ross. I only sold one, she couldn't afford it. She wrote out the check and burst out sobbing. After work I hung out with my new church friends and traded stories. We decided I should quit and then we laughed and carried on till morning. Next day I got a part-time job at the local guitar store in Modesto. It isn't boring like you thought it would be. Modesto, it's not baloney like you thought it would be. Modesto, isn't lonely like you thought it would be. I heard the perfect song at work today. Having asked if there were bands to see and spots to play, Jim said, hell yeah. Then he handed me a tape. What I heard in my Walkman headphones, pacing by the speakers and PAs, was a beautiful, hilarious, tragic man. Sent tears streaming down my face. Grabbed me by the lapels, stood me up and put a four track in my hand and told me, son, make all the messes you can manage to make and move back to Seattle. Be the drummer in a band. There's a girl from there that Friday's on my lunch break. I write letters too, and I think she likes me too. And I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna go to Bible college on my cousin's dime in my Volvo wagon, speeding on I-5. Yeah.
Awesome. The first of the two songs you heard there, Pedro the Lion, has got a new album out called Santa Cruz. From it, that song was called Modesto. I've been on a really good Pedro the Lion trip for the last few years. David Bazan, Pedro the Lion, is a wonderful, superb songwriter. He's really good at kind of writing music where it tells you a story, but also just adds in like little key changes and inflections and like changes in arrangements mid-song, which will kind of really make it just really interesting. I love it. It's really like just top level songwriting. Pedro the Lion, Modesto. After that, Dead Kennedys, their debut single was called California Uber Alice. It came out in the late 70s. And this is just really about a game that I'm playing with myself lately, which has been, of all the years that Edit Radio has been going, what bands haven't we played? Find bands that you'd have thought that maybe at some point we'd have played on Edit Radio over the years with all the different hosts we've had, and then just kind of find them and play them. I think that's the first time we've ever played Dead Kennedys here on Edit Radio. California Uber Alice. Two songs to go before I release you from this hell. This is Everything Everything.
So we built the mountain by digging out a mighty hole, and thought our bugs we carried every rock and stone. But now the hole is deeper than anybody ever planned, and we're blocking out the sun. I believe in life and tell that you believe in killing time. By the fingertips I'm hanging. That's all around me, and I can't stop the ringing in your ears. When everything we love becomes a picture of a simulation, it wakes me in the middle of the night. I love you like an atom bomb, but I become a cold reactor. So dark a supermarket, some of us stayed in the pit, because it felt so comfortable to dwell below.
Everything, Everything. Taking for the new album called Mountain Head. The song from it was called Cold Reactor. Speaking as somebody who's been working on the same album on and off for about 6 years, everything are really good at churning out albums with like a decent output. Check out the album if you enjoyed that song. And that's it. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast this week. I hope it's been an excellent experience. If not, don't worry, somebody else will be here next week, and that somebody is Tom Crook and his friends Paul and Ben, to give you another tour through their musical journey over the past month. That's on the 16th of April. And I think the week after that is going to be Barry Dolan on the 23rd, if he survives the short tour that me and Barry are going to go on in a couple of weeks' time, playing guitars in people's faces. And after that, I don't know what's going to happen the week after that. There are 5 Tuesdays this month, so 30th of April is a random 5th Tuesday. It's my dad's birthday on the 29th of April. Maybe we'll get him to record a podcast. Regardless, I'm going to leave you in this podcast full of jaggedy, loud, rough songs with a jaggedy, loud, rough song to finish everything. They're a band with two names. They either seem to be called Uranium Club, or they're called the Minneapolis Uranium Club Band. Either way, their new album is called Infants Under the Bulb, and from it, this song is called Tokyo, Paris, LA, Milan. Take care of yourselves, all right? I love you. See you soon. Bye.
Tokyo, Paris, LA, Milan. We dropped our bodies at 2 first dawn. Children singing on the lawn, chanting to come inside. Riding on a Tokyo train, green glass pressed upon my brain. I overheard a man exclaim, speaking cultures of the past. We left from Paris at 9 a.m. Just like a dream, from a hill at night. We were sure we heard the movie scream, for they were happy to be done. Then we awoke in Doom Milan, like mom and dad back on the farm. The wall.